U.S. proposes steep tariff on Brazilian goods after trade investigation. The U.S. Trade Representative review and proposed tariff. The U.S. Trade Representative has opened a review of Brazilian trade practices and now proposes a tariff on Brazilian goods, with a public comment period before any final step. The move follows findings of what it calls unreasonable practices in areas that touch on the PIX payments system, deforestation, and ethanol, along with concerns about intellectual property protection and anti-corruption efforts. Brazil and the United States formed a working group to negotiate and avoid broad tariffs, but negotiators have not yet reached clear progress. The article explains what this means for trade, diplomacy, and the future of their economic ties. U.S. proposes a tariff on Brazilian goods after a trade investigation. The final report criticizes Brazil on digital trade, payments, tariffs, deforestation, ethanol, IP and corruption. PIX is a major target, with claims Brazil's central bank controls it and favors it. The plan keeps many exemptions for various product groups. Brazil and the U.S. hold talks in a working group to avoid tariffs, focusing on transparency and enforcement. U.S. proposes 25% tariff on Brazilian imports after Uster investigation. The United States moved to impose a 25% tariff on Brazilian goods after a formal review by the Office of the United States Trade Representative. Uster found what it called unreasonable trade practices. A public comment period will precede any final sanctions. The probe began on 15 July 2025 by order of President Donald Trump and has a legal deadline of 15 July 2026 to decide on adjustments. Timeline, talks, and process. The action follows the creation of a bilateral working group between Brazil and the United States to handle trade issues and prevent new tariffs. The group formed after a meeting between Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and President Trump on 7 May at the White House. Officials on both sides had expected negotiations to wrap up by 5 June, but insiders say progress was not enough to close the talks. Before releasing the final findings, Uster publicly noted ongoing engagement with Brazil and signaled a desire to continue discussions. An American official said dialogue intensified over the past year, though differences on the identified issues remained. Areas criticized in the Uster report. The final document highlights 6 major concerns: digital trade and payment services, including how courts in Brazil issue orders affecting U.S. platforms, and how some actions could limit access to services or raise penalties. The report notes disputes over transparency and the reach of such orders. The digital payments ecosystem in Brazil, with a focus on a major local system and how regulatory choices may affect competition. Tariff agreements and how they affect global price dynamics. Environmental policy, particularly deforestation and how Brazil enforces its own laws against illegal clearing. The ethanol sector and reciprocal access for U.S. exports. Intellectual property protections and efforts to curb piracy, including the speed of patent reviews and enforcement measures. The document also discusses broader concerns about corruption and governance, citing past investigations and the pace of reforms. PIX, intellectual property, and environmental concerns. One notable point involves PIX, Brazil's real-time payment system. The Uster asserts that the central bank's dual role as regulator and operator could tilt the field in favor of the domestic system and limit competition for U.S. rivals. Brazilian officials say there is no immediate harm from the conclusion of the trade review, but critics argue the system could face pressure to end free use as part of a broader push. The report also notes lobbying from card networks and stablecoin interests. On intellectual property, the Uster criticizes slow patent processing and gaps in anti-piracy measures. It points to delays at Brazil's patent office for certain biopharmaceuticals and questions how quickly legislation is applied. Environmental concerns focus on the enforcement side. The Uster acknowledges a legal framework to fight illegal deforestation but says enforcement has fallen short, allowing the issue to persist. In anti-corruption matters, the report cites concerns about transparency and leniency deals and recent developments affecting Brazil's standing in global corruption indexes. It notes past high-profile investigations and questions about the effectiveness of measures to curb graft and bribery. Exemptions and practical scope. The plan still sets a broad tariff framework, but a detailed list of exemptions runs to hundreds of pages. Certain categories would remain exempt from the new duties, including informational materials, donations, specific meats and fruits, coffee, tea, cereals, seeds, minerals, rare earth elements, Brazilian aircraft and aircraft parts, and certain organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, and fertilizers. Conclusion: the U.S. decision to pursue a 25% tariff on Brazilian imports, following a formal review by the USTR, marks a notable shift in their bilateral relationship and signals that trade practices and governance will continue to be a focal point. The final findings touch on digital trade and payments, deforestation, ethanol, intellectual property, and anti-corruption, with PIX at the center as a flashpoint for competition and regulatory balance. The public comment period, along with a broad list of exemptions, shows an attempt to calibrate policy while limiting disruption to essential sectors. Brazil and the United States have created a bilateral working group to avoid broad sanctions and to emphasize transparency and enforcement, but negotiators have not yet achieved decisive progress. As the July 15, 2026 deadline approaches, the outcome will shape future trade and diplomacy and define the long-term outlook for their economic ties. The process illustrates how regulatory actions in one country can ripple through global price dynamics, intellectual property protections, and regional governance. Frequently asked questions: what is the proposed tariff rate and who is affected? The plan is a 25% tariff on all Brazilian goods. It lists 73 pages of exemptions. Many items stay exempt, like informational materials, donations, some meats and fruits, coffee, tea, cereals, seeds, minerals, rare earths, aircraft and parts, organic chemicals, medicines, and fertilizers. When did the investigation start and why? It started on July 15, 2025. It was ordered by President Trump. It looked for unfair or unreasonable Brazilian trade practices. What major issues did the USTR criticize in Brazil? The report cites six areas: digital trade, payment systems, tariff deals, deforestation, ethanol, intellectual property, and corruption. PIX is a key point of contention. Which Brazilian products would not be taxed? Exempt items include informational materials, donations, certain meats and fruits, coffee, tea, cereals, seeds, minerals, rare earths, Brazilian aircraft and parts, organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, and fertilizers. What is the status of talks and next steps? A bilateral working group was created after Lula and Trump met. Negotiations aimed to finish by June 5 but did not end. The final report was released. The deadline to set and apply measures is July 15, 2026.